Hello and welcome to International Report, which today has a sporting flavour because, as Andy May now tells us, the All England Tennis Championships start in the leafy South London suburb of Wimbledon on Monday next. Here's Andy with a preview of what to expect.
Even with the Cricket World Cup here in England, the Women's World Cup in France and the Africa Cup of Nations in Egypt, Wimbledon's set to be superb this year. Local hero Andy Murray's returned to the game in time from major hip surgery. Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer and Rafa Nadal are seeded 1, 2 and 3 in the gentlemen's singles. And for the first time since 1973, an Australian will be the top seed in the ladies' draw. More on Ashley Barty and the men's big four in a moment. First, what's new this year at the championships? Well, centre court's no longer alone in having a roof to ensure action goes on in spite of rain. Number one court's now covered at a cost of almost €80 million. There'll be no more epic encounters that last 5 hours plus. Following the semi-final battle last year between Kevin Anderson and John Isner, this is because a final set tiebreak has been introduced, but only when the decider gets to 12 games all. With sustainability in mind, the club have stopped players getting their restrung rackets in individual plastic bags, and play on the outer courts will start half an hour earlier each day this year at 11 in the morning local time. So Roger Federer's here in London for his 21st consecutive Wimbledon. The Swiss has had the best possible preparation, landing an incredible 10th title in Halle, his traditional warm-up event to SW19. En route to victory in Germany, Federer defeated two Frenchmen, Joe Wilfred Tsonga and Pierre-Huet Herbert.
Obviously now with a bit more reflection, I think it's just a special moment in my career, you know, to win a title for the 10th time, especially one that where I've been coming here for so long and I've had so much success, the most success of any tournament actually that I've played. Feels great, so I'm very, very happy clearly.
Federer is seeded second for Wimbledon, which means he can't face defending champion Novak Djokovic until the final. The greatest male to play the game, who's now 37, would have been third seed by the current ATP world rankings, but Wimbledon also takes into consideration specific performance history on grass. As a result, Rafa Nadal's down from second to third in the seedings, a move he said he's unhappy about. It means there could be a Djokovic-Nadal semi, then either Djokovic-Federer or Federer-Nadal in the final. In the ladies' game, Ash Barty is a terrific story. Only 23. In 2014, the Queensland-born Aussie took an indefinite break from tennis, opting to play professional cricket. Now back on the WTA Tour, she's not only reigning Roland Garros champion, but also world number one. Barty admits she never expected to be in the position she's in right now.
It's just been the most amazing journey for myself and my team, and we've got to this point by doing all the small things right, and I think we'll continue to try and do that, but it's certainly just been the most amazing month of tennis for us, and really an amazing 3 years. We had a very vague plan to try and get back in, obviously, to the rhythm of it and to playing again, but certainly not for it to happen this quickly. It's always a goal to try and be the best. It's ultimately why we train, why we compete and play. But for it to happen in this way, it's just been amazing. It's a testament to all of my team. We've put so much time and invested so much passion and energy into my career and trying to make me the best that I can be.
Barty's top seed then for the championships in the ladies' singles. Behind her, the Australian Open and US Open champion Naomi Osaka. Serena Williams is seeded 11th. Angelique Kerber, the 2018 winner on the grass in London, 5th seed. There's potential for French glory in the men's doubles as Andy Murray will be playing with Pierre-Huet Herbert, continuing his recovery from hip resurfacing surgery. Murray's warmed up for Wimbledon by winning one of the titles at Queen's Club with a different partner, Spain's Feliciano López. Britain's two-time champion here is somewhat relaxed about the remainder of the tennis year, conscious there's no rush to be back among the singles top four or five.
I don't have to be like getting to the US Open this year and be you know, really competitive and have to, you know, win the tournament for me to enjoy it. I'm going to go at my own pace, keep progressing. I still have to improve quite a few things, like physically. And it's not just to get back on the court playing singles, like it's to protect my hit for the longer term.
For this year's ladies doubles, Frances Kristina Mladenovic, a winner in 2013, is seeded first with partner Timia Babos, the Hungarian. You can stay up to date with what's happening at Wimbledon on the RFI website. This is Andy May in Wimbledon.